I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with hogsports.com coming to you live from just outside T-Mobile Arena. We've got Sweet 16 in Sin City, four big time basketball brands here in Las Vegas. We are one day away from the action. Does it get any better than this? I do not think that it possibly does. Maybe the Final Four in Houston, we'll see, but this is gonna be tough to beat. What an incredible setup here in Vegas. This place is awesome. You've got Arkansas here, the 8 seed, cast aside a little bit, the underdogs, but they're one win away from a third consecutive Elite Eight appearance. I'm not sure there are many programs in the country that can say that. I'm thinking off the top of my head, maybe Houston has an opportunity to do it now. I don't know if there's anybody else. The Razorbacks are rolling. They're playing their best basketball of the season at the right time, and they've got a big time matchup coming up here on Thursday. Can they keep that magic going? That is the question. Does it go from Des Moines to Vegas? Did the must bus travel? We're gonna find out. A word of advice though, for those who like to come to this city and gamble, do not bet against Eric Musselman and Devo Davis. It's Must Madness and March Devo. Okay, those are two things you can pretty much rely on when you get to this point in the season when it comes to Arkansas basketball. Look, insane where this team was just 2 weeks ago. Just 2 weeks ago. If you think about it, Arkansas was the 10 seed in the SEC tournament. 8-10 in league play. They were the 10 seed in the SEC tournament. They were one spot away from having to play in Woeful Wednesday there in Nashville. Okay, they were down, they were on a losing streak, inconsistencies plagued the team. We were wondering if this group was just not going to be able to figure it out. But boy, they did in a big way in Des Moines, and we'll see if it carries over here. Just finished watching a little bit of practice. We've got some interviews here coming up later, but I wanted to get out and record this now. Good looking, you know, we only got to see about 15 minutes of practice today. They were just getting some shots up, getting loose, getting warmed up before they get started. But it was lively, it was energetic. This is a team that looks like they're hungry, they look like they're focused, and they look like they're pumped up and excited to be here. Everybody was out there at practice and accounted for. So some good early positive signs, positive energy from this Razorback team here in Vegas. Listen, the opponent, UConn, they're legit, okay? This is a good team. I remember watching them last year in Buffalo. It's a lot of the same guys. You know, they played New Mexico State right there before Arkansas played Vermont. And they actually lost that game, but we saw New Mexico State gave Arkansas a really good game too. So, you know, I wouldn't read too much into that. But listen, these guys are big, they're long, they're physical, they're athletic. This is gonna be, the Razorback players said it, we've been hearing the national analysts say it, it's gonna be an absolute war once again. And we've seen Arkansas come out ahead in a couple of those over the course of the past week. Look, they're physical, they're long, they shoot it, they rebound it at a high level. Dan Hurley is really a great coach, phenomenal coach for UConn. And the interesting thing about him, he may be just as intense and animated as Eric Musselman. If he's not, he's pretty close. And you usually don't find that in these coaching matchups against Eric Musselman. Look, these two might be worth the price of admission themselves. If you're at home watching, you might do the split screen. You got the Mus Hurley screen and you got the game screen, because both of them are going to be pretty entertaining, I would have to imagine. Let's talk about some keys to this game for Arkansas. If they're going to come out on top and advance to that third straight Elite Eight, first of all, I think you got to slow down Adama Sanogo. That's the big, powerful center for UConn, 6'9", 245. He's skilled with his back to the basket. He's strong, he's a bruiser, but he's got some moves down there. He can really, really score with his back to the basket. He can step out and shoot the three a little bit. He's shot a little over one per game. He's about 35% with 17 makes on the year. So you've got to respect that if you're those big guys. You know, Arkansas's done pretty good with the tough guys in the paint between Makai and Mikkel and Kamani, but they're gonna have to step out and guard him and respect him on the perimeter, and he'll shot fake you and dribble that thing straight line drive as well. So they're gonna have to, you know, not play with their hands, be ready to move their feet, close out strong and then obviously be tough and physical and keep him away from the glass. But when they go to their bench, there's not much drop off there. They got a 7'2" center in Donovan Klingon, who's a really, really good player. He leads them in block shots. He's only playing 13 minutes per game, and he's averaging about 6.6 boards per contest as well. So very, very productive guy in the short amount of minutes that he plays. So that's a pretty potent 1-2 punch that not many teams are able to boast. Now, they don't play those guys together too often, but you don't really get to relax when Sonogo comes out of the game and Klingon comes in. So it's going to be important for Arkansas to contain those guys. You know, Sonogo's gone for over 20 and over 8 rebounds in both of the NCAA tournament games so far. Arkansas needs to keep him down a little bit better than that, you know, if they're going to get out of this one with a victory. The good thing is they got a lot of bodies to throw at him. You got 15 to 20 fouls to hand that man as well. So I would imagine Arkansas is going to be physical and try to set the tone with him there. You got to be strong in the middle of the floor, because when he gets in that ball screen pick and roll action, he's hard to deal with.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
From there, you have to limit the three-point flurries if you're Arkansas. You know, run those guys off the line, disrupt them, make them do some things that they don't necessarily want to do. Right? Take them out of their comfort zone. If you look at this UConn team in the NCAA tournament so far, they've hit over 10 threes in both of their first two games. So Arkansas is going to have to be prepared to run them off that line, especially if they're not going to make a ton of three-pointers themselves. You got to keep that gap closed a little bit. 10 threes allowed, that's too much, but Arkansas hasn't been giving up that many. If they keep them in that 5, 6, 7 range, I think the Razorbacks are going to be in a pretty good spot. But they've got some shooters now. Jordan Hawkins is one that really stands out. He's their second leading scorer, big-time player and shot maker. That can hit you with several of them in a row. He did that against St. Mary's. I think he hit 3 in a row in a short span, maybe 4 of them in 5 minutes. So Arkansas is going to have to contend with him. I imagine that will be Devo's assignment. And they've got some other shooters too. You think about Alex Caravan, a 6'8 power forward that they'll run off screens that can really shoot that thing. Jordan Walsh, Ricky Council in a small ball lineup. Might be some guys there. Tristan Newton. Calcaterra, they've got guys coming off the bench, other guys within their lineup, they can shoot it. So Arkansas is going to have to really know where these guys are, and they're going to have to get matched up in transition because they like to pull the three in transition. A group effort on the glass. You know, Arkansas has been dominant on the backboards in the NCAA tournament. That needs to continue against a UConn team that's one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the country in terms of percentage and offensive rebounds per game. For Arkansas, though, listen, I thought Todd Golden, he was on the Field of 68 podcast, he was making really good points about how so many teams are tough on the offensive glass in the SEC with their length and their athleticism, that when you get to this point, I don't think you're going to see anything that you haven't seen in the SEC yet. So I think that's good for Arkansas. It bodes well. Keep those guys contained on the offensive glass. No second chance opportunities. Limit those putbacks. You don't want them to get any extra possessions. So that's another thing I think is going to be important. Stick to the script, right? If you're the Razorbacks, listen, UConn's really good around the rim. They're kind of like Arkansas defensively. They're a good shot-blocking team, and they also just they defend inside the arc. They've got one of the best two-point percentage field goal defenses in the country, but that shouldn't change the plan for Arkansas. They're at their best when they're attacking in transition in the half court, getting downhill to the rim aggressively. Relentless pressure on the rim, finishing around the basket, getting to the free throw line, and knocking them down like they have been in the NCAA tournament. They've been very solid at the charity stripe. Going to need that again in this one. And then I think you need one more piece if you're Arkansas. One more piece. And what I mean by that is, if you think about these games so far, who have you been able to rely on? You know what you're going to get from Devo Davis. You know what you're going to get from Ricky Council, Jordan Walsh, even the big guys in there, Kamani and Makai, have been so consistent. But are those lottery picks going to step up for Arkansas and really provide a punch here? Is it going to be a breakout game for Anthony Black? who's been fine, but he hasn't had one of those vintage performances yet where he stuffs the stat sheet with, you know, 12, 13 points, 6 assists, 6, 7 rebounds. You get that out of him, you're going to be in a really good spot. It's going to be a bounce back from Nick Smith. He's out there, he's lively, he's energetic at practice, he's knocking down shots, he's interacting with his teammates. I think he's in a good headspace right now. I think he's motivated to get back out there and play the way he's capable of, because I know he's not happy with the way he performed in Des Moines, but we also all know what he's capable of. And if he has a bust out performance, the Hogs are going to be really, really hard to beat. So can one of those two guys step up with the old reliables and give Arkansas some extra punch? I think that could be really, really critical in this game. And obviously those guys are capable of doing that, right? And then one last thing, I think you got to start the second half the right way. You want to get off to a good start to the game anyway, but if you look at UConn in these two NCAA tournament games so far, they've been pushed in the first half of both of them. I think they were down at halftime against Iona, and it was very close. I don't remember who was in the lead against St. Mary's, but it was very close in that game. And then they just put teams away in the second half. They really make some good adjustments under Hurley. They tighten some things up on the defensive end of the floor, and they hit you with those three-point flurries, and they can bury a team and put them away in a hurry. Arkansas is going to have to come out of the locker room focused, intense, match that effort, make their own adjustments, and not let anything get away from them. We've seen it sometimes after halftime, especially when Arkansas has those big leads, where they evaporate by the under 16 media timeout in the second half. Can't have that in this game against UConn if Arkansas is going to advance. I think this is a great matchup. What is UConn, a 3.5-point favorite? Listen, throw the seeds away at this point. I'm impressed with UConn. I think they're a really good team. I think they're capable of getting to a Final Four. I also think Arkansas is very capable of that as well. Great basketball. I mean, this is a prime time, big time matchup between two basketball brands. After that, you got UCLA and Gonzaga. Are you kidding me? That's an incredible matchup. The winners are going to meet each other in this arena on Saturday with an opportunity to go to the Final Four. Arkansas hasn't been there in a while. They've got as good of a shot as anybody to get out of this region and get to Houston, but it starts with UConn first. This game is going to be at 6:15 Central Time, 4:15 Vegas time. CBS for your TV, T-Mobile Arena. If you're in Vegas, you need to get down here and check it out. If you can't get a ticket, go check it out in the sports book. There's only a million casinos here where you can go get that done. This has been Curtis Wilkerson with HogSports.com. I hope you guys are excited, pumped up, as fired up as I am about this. And I know the Razorbacks who are in there practicing right now are looking forward to getting out there and competing again. Should be a fun one. And we will catch you afterwards with a recap.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has three episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.